have to apologize for my voice. I lost it somewhere over the Atlantic on a Thursday night. And then each morning I managed to shoot my voice down. At least the airline, I just didn't land. But, I'll try my best. So the topic that we discussed is the rise of Ishmael. I should have said the rise and fall of Ishmael. Well, they're giving people some more hope, especially because one of the psukim that we'll be discussing today is the end of Chayei Torah, where it says, "Opnei kol echov nofo," that he falls, talking about Ishmael, the end of Chayei Torah, "Eilehem b'nei Ishmael, ve'eile shmoitim, etc., ve'eile shnei chayei Ishmael." That he falls, or he fell. It says he fell upon the face of all his brothers. It's talking about Ishmael. So why is Ishmael a topical subject? Why are we discussing Ishmael today? Because whenever Klal Yisrael faces a challenge, especially when it comes from people outside of our own people, so we tend to collectively raise our hands and say, the goyim are at the Jews again, and this is just another saga that we're going to have to get through until we come out the other side of. However, we have to understand that each challenge that the Jewish people face is unique, and there is no denying that right now we are under the threat of a very specific and unique and definable challenge that is undeniably descendant from a B'nai Yishmael, and therefore we have to know what the Torah tells us about it in order that we know how to deal with it and hopefully get out of it on the other side. We have half an hour, is that right? Jeremy, half an hour. Okay. So the Baal Sal, the Baal Turin, the Rish in the Torah, he says on this pasuk, Vayishkinu mechavila B'nai Yishmael al pnei kol echav nofo, that he fell on the face of all his brothers. And then the next pasuk, which is the next parsha told us, says the Eilat told us Yitzchok and Avram who lived in Yitzchok. Says the Baal HaTorah, what is the connection between the pasuk, the last pasuk of the last parsha, and the first pasuk of the next parsha? The last pasuk says Alpnei Kol Echov Nofo, and the next pasuk says the Eilat told us Yitzchok. Says the Baal HaTorah, because in the end of time, after Yishmael will fall, Al Pnei Kol Echov Nofo, then Ve'eira told us Yitzchok. Who is told us Yitzchok? Mashiach. That the son of Yitzchok, the great 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 grandson of Yitzchok, will be Mashiach ben David, will rise, will be born only after Yishmael has fallen. But until Yishmael has fallen, then the son of David, who is eventually the son of Yitzchok, cannot rise. So you see from the Baal HaTorah that you can't get to the Moshe Mashiach without going through a period of Yishmael first. So let's take a look at Yishmael, find out who Yishmael is, what his name means, and therefore what message it imparts to today. Firstly, the pasuk itself tells us what the name Yishmael means. Because when Avraham is told by the Malach that he's going to have a child, and the Malach says that the child's name will be Yishmael.
Wasn't that Hogar?
Hogar, correct. He says the name of the child will be Yishmael. Kishoma Hashem el onyech, because Hashem has heard your affliction. Kishoma Hashem el onyech. So you see that the root of the name Yishmael is the word Shmia, to listen. Shema. Kishoma Hashem el onyech, that Hashem has heard. Hashem has listened. As far as say that you see rooted in the name of Yishmael is the concept, is the idea of Hashem paying attention to someone's affliction, paying attention to tefillah. The Sukkim say also, the Sforim also say that the only nation that has Hashem's name contained within it, other than Yisrael, is Yishmael. Yishmael. That Hashem will listen. Hashem pays attention to the cries of Yishmael. Kishoma Hashem al onyeh. Hashem has heard your affliction. Hashem has heard your cry. So this is the name of Yishmael. This is what it implies. So you see the concept of tefillah is attached to the name Yishmael itself. It's very interesting how engaged in prayer this people is. There's a reason that they pray five times a day, by the way. There's a reason. why they removed their shoes and why they fast. Said that their founder went to shul in Yom Kippur. He should have gone to Purim, wasn't he? You see that the name of Tfilah is associated with the name of Yishmo. The Sforim wants to talk about how, if you look in the Torah, you can find that all the descendants of Esau are called Alufim. Alufi Edoy, yes? Whereas the descendants of Yishmael are called Nesiim. And the reason that they're called Nesiim is because they are elevated. It's a lashon of Hisnasus. That Yishmael is elevated above Esau and the other nations because they have a certain advantage, a unique advantage over Esau, Yishmael. And they associate with this idea because they are engaged in prayer and they do daven to a one God, to the God of Abraham, who is the father of Yishmael. And others, it's to their credit that they daven, and it's to their credit that Hashem pays attention to their tefillah, and it's encoded in their name. Yishmael. There's a big machlokes is also in the Rishonim as to what exact. Everybody agrees that there are four galuyos, there are four exiles. There's machlokes primarily between the Rambam and the Ibn Ezra, I think, as to exactly who the four galuyos are, right? And their discussion revolves around Yishmael itself, because those that say, and I haven't seen this in a while, so I don't remember exactly who's who, but those that say that Yishmael must be one of the exiles, one of the galuyos, say so because it's such a terrible exile. They see in Daniel, and they see in other places how desperately evil the galus of Yishmael will be, that it has to be a galus on its own feet. So how can it be that Yishmael isn't the God? So the Maharal basically comes to the defense of the Rambam. I think it's the Rambam that says it. It's not a separate God, it's on its own account. In the following way, an amazing thing. He says all the other galuyas, we're talking about Edom and Yovan, these galuyas came about as a result of the fall of Israel. And Israel began to lose its power, so another nation swept in and took the power from Israel, and became its own negative power. Whereas Yishmael is the son of light. Yishmael derives its power, says the Maharal, directly from Hashem Yisroel. He doesn't need to come in and take a waning power of Israel and translate it into his own power. He doesn't need that. He takes his own power directly. Yisrael can be doing very well, and Yishmael can have his own power on the side. It's not like Edoy, where you have a Koyo Kol Yaakov and Yidai Midei Esau, where if the voice of Yaakov is weak, then that power of Esau is strong. You don't need that for Yishmael. So you see clearly that the Rishonim seems to be implying, the Maharal says this explicitly, that the power of Yishmael is much stronger. Much stronger. Why is this, by the way? The Maharal goes on to explain, because Avraham Davin, when he was told he's going to have a second son, Yitzchak, and very old at this time, Avraham says, I don't need another son, Yitzchak, just let me have Yishmael. He says, Lo Yishmael Yichyeh L'chanecha, if only Yishmael were lived before you. So Hashem Yitzchak says, no, you're going to have another son. He says, his name will be Yitzchak. Avraham says, just give me Yishmael. Hashem says, no, you'll have Yitzchak, but Ol Yishmael Shmaticha. I've heard what you said about Yishmael. I'm going to make him very great. Later we'll see how the Rishonim say how much we suffer from that bracha, Birchas Avraham, what he gave to Yishmael. A bracha from Avraham Avinu, very powerful. How much we suffer from the bracha of Avraham Avinu. He said, "Let Yishmael be great." He insisted that Yishmael be great. As a result of this, you see this. For more to say, for example, that Yishmael is called Adam, right? Adam is a lashon of chashivus. It's called a pair Adam. He's still given the name Adam as well. You see, many things associated with Yishmael make him very, very powerful. And I'm going to tell you something that the Zohar says in Parshas Vayera. The Zohar in Parshas Vayera says an incredible thing about Yishmael. It says like this. It says that the star of Yishmael, the agent, so to speak, the heavenly agent of Yishmael, came before Hashem, and he said to him, "Someone who is Nimoil, someone who gave himself bris milah in your name, does he not have a share in some divine destiny?" Hashem said, "Of course, bris milah is one of the biggest chutzim, one of the biggest merits." So Yishmael said, what about Yishmael? Yishmael also performed Brit Mila. Why can't Yishmael have some share in some chut? So if you fast forward to the end of that Zohar, you'll see that it says that the Rebbe Shlomo sent away Yishmael and he gave him a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. In reward, as a result of Yishmael performing Brit Mila in the name of Hashem, that bitachon, that emunah, that statement of tremendous trust in a monotheistic Ribbono Shel Olam, that gave him a right to chelek in Eretz Yisrael. You see all these things about Yishmael. You see that he had the shit of Hashem in his name. You see that his name implies Yishama Hashem al Oni. You see that he performs Brit Mila, and they still perform Brit Mila. You see that this is an amazing statement of trust in Hashem. You find that this is what Yishmael all about. You find that they, even according to the Zohar, they have a right and a zchus to a chelek in Eretz Yisrael itself. You see that the Sforim talk about the fact that the Mara talks about the fact that he's called Adam, which gives him a certain level of greatness. They're called Nisim, they're not called Alufim, because they're his masters that's connected to Yishmael. It's not Avodah Zarah, when they kneel down and daven, they're davening to a, not davening to a divided process, it's not a divided process, and to a one God. And they're doing very well, and I haven't even started yet. Just clearing their throats. So now, and this needs to happen. You see, look at the Baal HaTurim. Once I play Kolech of Nofal, then the Eilat Olim Yitzchak, they don't look like they're falling. So that's the baggage. So the question is, what's the mark? Parashat Balak, of all places, this is Bilam's famous Nevuah. Bilam saw from one end of the world to the other. Bilam saw what's coming and he saw the end of time. His last Nevuah is as follows. This is the last Nevuah of Bilam HaNavi. He says as follows. Vayaret HaKeni, he says. Vayisro Mesholei Vayoymar Eisro Moshovecho Vesim Masel HaKinecho Ki Im Yi Yelevo El Koyen Admo Ashur Tishpecho. So you see who he's talking about. He's not talking about Vahoyo Edom Yeresho. Then he talks about Amalek. Then he talks about Ashur, and more Ashur Tishbeto. And that's when he lifts up and he says, Oy mi yichye mi sumoyeya. Which literally means the word El here is not a holy word. El is the word Ela. Oy mi yichye, who can live mi sumoyeya from the placement of these? Who can live from the placement of these? In other words, who can live in the face of these? But immediately the Sforim say, I believe this is a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Yes, it is. It's a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer on this pasuk. What does it mean? Oy mean oy mi yichye mitzumoy el? Who's this a reference to? Says Rabbi Eliezer. Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer is a reference to Yishmael. Who can live mitzumoy el from the placement of the name Kael in the name of Yishmael? Who can live in the face of the fact that the name of Hashem himself is placed within the name of Yishmael? Who can deal with that fact? Who can live in the face of that? That's what this passage is a reference to. Bilam says that and says, Oi! I don't think Bilam says Oi any other time in all of his Nevuah. So it's a world history from one end to the other. And when he sees Yishmael, he stands back and says, Oi, give up! Mi yichye mitzumoy el. Who can live in the face of El? Someone showed me recently that Rabbeinu Bachya says a very similar thing. Not here, somewhere in the bar. Very similar to Rabbeinu Bachya. Exactly. Almost. And then Pesach Rabbi Eliezer continues like this: Lomo nikro shmo Yishmael. Why is his name called Yishmael? The portion right there already explained. Already, what do you mean? Why is his name called Yishmael? We just learned why his name is called Yishmael. Pesach tells us why his name is Yishmael. Kishom Hashem Alonik. Why is Rabbi Eliezer asking? What else can we learn from the name Yishmael? Lomo nikro shmo Yishmael. Why is his name Yishmael? Says the Zohar. I didn't expect to have one here, so I wrote it down. She'otzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lishmoya B'Koil Na'akas Ho'om. Because at the end of time, in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to the voice of the cry of the people. I mean, Masha Asidim B'nei Yishmoel La'asoyt Bo'oret V'achis Hayom. From what the B'nai Yishmael are going to do in the land at the end of time. The land of Chorim is there to throw. It doesn't necessarily have to be there. Chorim. The Sikoch Nikro Shmo Yishmael. Therefore his name is called Yishmael. Shenema Yishma Keil Beyane. Why is his name called Yishmael? Because of what the B'nai Yishmael are going to do in the end of time, Akas HaYomim. It's going to be so intense, it's going to be so painful, it's going to be so powerful, so devastating, that the people are going to cry out to the B'nai Yishmael, and he's going to listen to that tefillah as a result of their actions, and he's going to sweep down and save them. So the name Yishmael was given to this people because of what they're going to do, Akas HaYomim, in the time of Mashiach. It's going to bring on the time of Mashiach. So on the one hand, you find that the name Yishmael implies the fact that the Davens of the One Hashem then have tremendous chutzim because they perform Bris Milah, and therefore they have a chelik in their Yisroel, Yishma Hashem al Onyech, etc. All on one side. On the other side, you find that the name Yishmael, Ki Yishma Hashem, that Hashem is going to listen to the sound of the people because they're going to be crying as a result of what Yishmael is doing. So which one is it? You also find that Yishmael, yes, we mentioned before that Yishmael is called Adam, but he's also called Pere Adam. Pere Adam. What's a Pere Adam? Wild ass of a man. The word Pere, right? The word Pere always means a certain wildkite, a wildness, chaos, impossible to tame. It's impossible to tame. Moshe Shapiro once told us in Eretz Yisrael that whenever you find a word in Hebrew, every Hebrew word has a three letter root. But really, it's two letters plus one. Every root is really two letters plus one. Where you find where you find a translation of the first two letters, that means a word, when you add on the word onto the end of it, onto the end of the first two letters, right, it just helps accentuate the meaning of the first two letters. He says that I think he brought this down from Jonathan Raphael Hirsch, that the words peiresh are always a reference to something that breaks out of a boundary, if you can't tame and control. If you go through an entire Hebrew alphabet, no time for it now, you'll find that any letter that you put onto the end of Peresh implies the same understanding. Peresh Aleph, Peresh Vav, Peresh Hei, Peresh Vav, Peresh Zayin, Torus, right, and Perach, and Prat, referring to break things down. Right. Very interesting, if you take the second letter and you repeat it again, right, that's the most intense intensification of that meaning. Perer means to crumble into tiny little bits. So it's broken apart, there's nothing, no form to it at all. That's Pshat and Perach. Nothing, you can't talk to it, you can't talk logic with it, you can't reason with it, you can't put it into a boundary, you can't think you do this and that, then this and this will follow, there's no sequence, there's no rationality, there's nothing to talk to, they're just wild, crazy, out of control, don't fit the norm. Doesn't make sense. Chofetz Chaim says that, notice that Yishmael is called Pere Adam. Normally in Hebrew, you put the adjective after the noun. It's, right, Bayit Gadol is a big house. It's a gadol bayit, right? Pera, there should be Adam Pera. A man who is one is Pera first and an Adam. Completely out of control. Chofetz Chaim says, that's the definition when the Torah gives someone a name. It's not like in the playground where someone just hurls abuse and stuff. This is the essence of who he is, the perona. So if you have a pair of them on the one hand, the Avi Yishmael, and Brit Mila, and Chilik and Eretz Yisrael, what's going on? Avram threw him out of the house, eventually, from Sarah's advice, Gilarai Shech Hesoma V'Yedazara, on the long hand, all these chutzim that they had. Sarah said that Yishmael did Teshuvah before he died. You have Rabbi Yishmael in the Gemara, very strange character, this Yishmael. We'll find a Rabbi Esau in the Gemara. Yishmael you have. Who is this Yishmael? What's going on? So the truth is that I took the words of the Zohar, but I didn't take all of it. I took a few words out. If you put them back in and read the whole paragraph, the Zohar really answers exactly how to look at Yishmael. By saying really that both are true. On the one hand, the Pera Odom, who's a Russian, is thrown out of the house. After they call Ethel Nofel, he'll fall one day, be destroyed. And after that, Moshiach will be here. But on the other hand, he has tremendous chutzim. He davened then, and he davens now. And he always will daven to the one Hashem. He has tremendous Mesiris Nefesh, Bris Mila. But the Zohar says, that his Bris Mila is not perfect. The Bris Mila of Yishmaelim is not perfect. Because it's true that they perform Bris Mila, but they don't perform Bris Mila in its perfect way. They perform the Mila without the Kriya. Why is that? It said that Yishmael jumped up and ran away. It says Yishmael, when he's having Bris Mila, jumped up and ran away. So to this day, Yishmaelim perform Bris Mila without Kriya. Did you know that? You know? Not for today. But it's an imperfect mila. And why is it why is that significant? Why is the imperfect mila significant? Because it seems to imply that the same way that their mila is imperfect and incomplete, so too is their emuna imperfect and incomplete. Very quickly. What it says is something very interesting. The difference between, it's true that the name of Kael is contained within the name Yishmael, and the name of Kael is contained within the name Yisrael. You have Yisrael on the one hand and Yishmael on the other hand. There's a fundamental difference. The emunah of Yisrael is like this. Yisrael, Yashar Kael. Hashem is just. Hashem is straight. I need to conform to the Rotzon Hashem. I need to conform to the will of Kael. If I don't understand, or if I have a will that's outside the will of Hashem, it's not a complete, it's not a true will. I need to find out what is it the Torah wants from me, and then I conform to that. Yishmael is different. Yishmael's emunah works like this. I have trust in Hashem that He will perform my will. That's not to be laughed at, by the way. Jester has a long piece on a gamut that davens to Hashem that his thief, who davens to Hashem that his burglary should be successful, how powerful that still is. But that's Yishmael, right? Yishmael said, Yishma Kael, Hashem will listen to me. I have determined that this is the right way, and then he invoked God's name into the action. Doesn't matter what that action might be. Doesn't matter how heinous and how evil and how disgraceful it is. You can fly a building, fly a plane into a crowded building and yell the name of God. Yishma Kael to my will. So it's a faith, it's an emunah, but it's completely flawed. That's Yishmael. So as a result of the flawed emunah, and as a result of their flawed mila, the Zohar says they have a flawed chelek in Eretz Yisrael. It's a chelek. It's a chelek tachton, you call it. It's a grade B chelek. It's a lower chelek. What does that mean? The Zohar is saying it's like this. They have earned the right to the land of Israel to do what? To carry out, to perform their zchut, their merit. What is their merit? That they can be the ones at the end of time to cause so much sorrow, so much pain, so much agony, so much devastation in the world, that as a result of their actions, Mashiach will come. Hashem chose them as His agent to bring upon the time of Mashiach. They were chosen above everybody else. They merited the right. It's a terrifying thing. Because of Yishmael, therefore Yishmael. Because Kishon Hashem al Yodak. Hashem, listen to the davening. The Zohar says they will do it. They will prevent Klal Yisrael from returning to the land until the Emunah of Klal Yisrael, Yisrael, is greater than the Emunah of Yishmael. And until Pnei Kol Echav Nofel, we'll never get to a time where it's Be'ilu Kol Yisrael. So in the last 60 seconds, 60, someone said to me, what about the Lebanon War? So, literally 60 seconds. I said the same thing last Shabbos, somewhere else, on the other side of the ocean. And it was Parshas Re'eh. And Parshas Re'eh says it all there. It's right there. The heart of Hashem. The first time people living in Israel and all around the world who used to think that the Israeli army who managed to trap 5 Arab armies in 6 days could wipe the map if they needed to. And after 3 or 4 weeks of fighting, a ragtag bunch of terrorists running around in the bushes couldn't do it. And even in our own Hamish media, we have people writing analyses, writing as if they're all 4-star generals, of course. They should have flown through the Litani River and gone south. What? That's not Yishmael. That's not Yishmael. For the first time around the world, everyone cried and said, without you, we can't do this. That's the most comforting bracha in a sense. Of course, we lost soldiers. Of course people lost their lives. Terrible thing. But it's a bracha in disguise. Because if Klal Yisrael wakes up and says, Eina Borechet, Ve'eina Basusim, Anachu V'Shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir, then Yishmael is wiped clean in a second. Yishmael is not even a Golos according to someone that's some Gedolim today. Yishmael is just there as an epilogue for the Golos. The Golos is over. Mashiach can come tomorrow. But as long as we think the missiles and the tanks and the this and the that, he's going to do it. He's going to keep going. The Zohar says so. Thousands of years ago, we're still thinking, no, we can do it. No, it's Hashem. It's Hashem, it should be Zayt of the Korah, throughout Philip, throughout Muna, Shlemo, Upshuka. The time of Tekol Echol Nofo, Zayt of the Tzitzit.